It's Tuesday, and we are beginning a lovely new week here. It's time for me and a lovely new teaching as well, all around self-compassion. So for today, we are going to be doing a little written exercise, and then later in this week on your second teaching, you'll be doing another written exercise. Today's written exercise is not available in your journal, but I would hope that you would have a notebook or journal for every month, not a separate one for each month, but a journal that you can write in every month. So what I would like you to do today is to think about a time in your life over the last year where perhaps you have been going through a difficult period in your life, or perhaps you were being particularly hard on yourself, or you were trying to move forward on something that you might have felt stagnant about. And I want you to think about where you were in yourself at that time, what emotions were coming up, what difficulties you were experiencing, and how you felt. And then what I want you to do is to offer yourself self-compassion now. Now, the reason I'm going backwards a little bit, and you can do this if there's something maybe years ago that you want to offer yourself compassion for, but the reason I'm doing this is that generally when we're in a moment of struggle or stress or difficulty or trying to move forward and we're not, or just something going on, we can be so hard on ourselves, so judgmental of ourselves and critical of ourselves. And even in those times where we know something isn't our fault and we're not to blame, we still can, speak unkindly to ourselves or tell ourselves we should be doing better or know better, etc., etc. And what I want to do before we move on with our really powerful teachings this month is to allow you to see yourself now. It's like nearly envisioning yourself looking back at another version of yourself. Look at her. What was she going through at the time? How was she getting through life? And if you could go up and give her a hug right now, what would you say to her? What would you tell her? And offer yourself this piece of self-compassion. The reason I was picking something in the previous 12 months, let's say, is because generally energy like that can stay with you. And of course, it can stay with you from years ago. But I just thought it would be a nice practice to really release anything difficult that you have had over the last 12 months and giving yourself a bit of break, more self-compassion. And that is going to help you move forward now as we go on to the next stages. So, a simple teaching today, but one that will take time. So, give yourself that space to sit down with your journal and to do this exercise. And I look forward to talking to you later in the week.